The teeth that were found near the T-Rex had been shed. But were the teeth broken during a battle? Or could the Nanotyrannus have simply found the dead T-Rex and lost them while scavenging on his remains? The prehistoric scene again provides some clues.
It's estimated that between 75 and maybe 90% of the baby Tyrannosaurus Rex was found. If the Nanotyrannus had been scavenging it for food, then we would expect that the majority of the bones would have been gone, or at least the skeleton would have been torn up and disarticulated. But the fact that so much of the skeleton remained and that the pieces were found in relative proximity to each other tells me that Nanotyrannus was biting the baby T-Rex, but not eating him.
But why would a Nanotyrannus risk its life to attack a juvenile T-Rex, then not eat it?
Competition between predators has existed from the beginning of time. Being able to outcompete your opponent is a way to ensure your survival. Being faster, smarter, or stronger gives you a competitive edge, but in the case of Nanotyrannus, he could never compete with an adult Tyrannosaurus Rex.
It has no chance of killing an adult, so killing a baby is what it needed to do to survive. But why it didn't eat it remains a mystery. Perhaps it was buried very quickly after death and the Nano just didn't have time to eat it. Or maybe something interrupted him before he could take advantage of that potential meal.